So in between doing dishes and putting away the mess, I was a pizza delivery guy. I hated having to start and stop my Volkswagen GTI named Butterclutch all the time, but it was a part of the duty. I loved playing very loud music while transporting Punch's delivery. I had all the usual fantasies, like doing weed and delivering the pizza to parties where people invite you in and do more weed and laugh with you. And give you hugs and a big tip when you finally have to leave, because instead of changing your life forever and staying at the party, leaving to get back to Punchy's and pick up the next order so that I could keep my job. One lady would order a steak and cheese submarine every Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. I would whip up her driveway and leave my car running with the door open, pouring out some shrilling guitar solo and shrieking voice of Chuck Schuldiner. She never took me by the tomato-stained t-shirt and dragged me into her house to have a way at my lips and eat the delivery sub sandwich from Punchy's while I pick up my things off the floor and go away till next week. When I would get back to the shop after the lunch rush, Jed would be sitting or leaning against some kitchen equipment with his hard, big belly sticking out from the bottom of his shirt. This one time, when I was delivering, a lady gave me a tip and all change. I looked at it, stretched out my arm, and let the change fall onto her porch at her feet and gave her these eyes. Jed looked at me like he was going to tickle me, and also just staring at me right in the eyeballs. I walked away with her standing there looking dumbfounded. Jed was an encyclopedia of pop culture and hilarious antics, and he was known around town to either love you or drive you absolutely mad. With all kinds of lawn jobs and peel outs and his Monte Carlo mailbox killer. I admired his contentment with working the kitchen and living in his parents' place. They had a big television in the basement, and it was always fun to go over there because he would naturally entertain and be giving his twin sisters a hard time. We kissed a few times, and I think there were just a handful of people that understood where Jed was coming from and his whole atmosphere of a human. I understood that he was comfortable with saying and manning the wheel in the storm, like a good employee, scary good, like you weren't sure if he had something terrible because his beautiful soul would shine through. He wouldn't let me smoke cigarettes around the raw meat with elbows deep in eggs, ground beef, spices, and meaty fingers making the meatballs. You can't fucking smoke cigarettes while you make the meatballs. What are you thinking, Jimmy? You will get the partners on your ass so hard. Fuck, dude, you want to make the customers get secondhand meatball cancer from your smoking? Go outside. What he was really doing was giving me shit for being so unhealthy and anorexic and smoking butts while making meatballs. The big picture, he would tell me, to make sure to keep my body wonderful for the babes. We would work those big, deep bowls with our hands, folding in the raw eggs and spices. I loved it. I loved making meatballs underneath the one hanging light, casting a sort of shadow of light within the noir over the stainless steel kitchen work table. I knew how to stay busy by keeping the soda pop in the cooler well stocked. I was back making deliveries and always making mistakes. Chuck was slaying some guitar riffs and shrieking his voice over some double bass drums while I was ripping past my turns to get a pie to a customer. I saw his driveway going past in a blur, so I made a maneuver that synced up with my CD player, cracking my ears, and tires made noise too, and I was able to get into his driveway like a rally racer pulling into a checker flag wave. I lifted the lid of his pizza pie to see the motion damage. Oh crap, I told myself. All the toppings had slid to one side. Cheese sauce toppings all on one side of the pie, leaving a wet and white dough on the other side. I walked up to his porch and made the exchange, then got back to my car. He started yelling at me from his porch. Hey man, hey, this pie is all fucked up. Hey, don't leave. You need to figure this out, man. I stopped from pulling out and politely shouted back to his porch. You want me to bring it back and cook you another one? We can call it in and I can drive back to Punchy's. Pick it up and bring it back, so that would be like another 45 minutes, so you could just shake the toppings over to the side or just fold the whole pizza in half. He started cursing at me and looking so mad. I felt bad too. like I was out of control, a rebel with a sweaty pair of shorts having to word battle with people over messy pizza delivery.